Hello, I am Isawellen, and this is Isawellen Writes Grown-Up Storytime, the podcast where I read my current works in progress, as well as from other selections, and we also have a little bit of chit-chat and wine time about the writing process and books that I love. Thank you so much for joining me today. Oh my goodness, I am Isawellen. How are you? I always forget that I have that introduction, and I do want to re-record it, but I haven't gotten there yet. I have so many things on my to-do list that I'm not getting done. Why am I not getting them done? Why? My son played with my dials. I hope that's better. Why am I not getting stuff done? There's a couple reasons. My daughter's schedule changed again, and also I am spending way too much time on Twitter and social media. Too much time. I'm having a little bit too much fun meeting people, chatting with people, sharing stuff. It's supposed to be called marketing and building a following. That's not what's happening. I'm just having a grand old time on the Twitter meeting people. Expanding my horizons. I'm sure I've said this, right? I love making connections and putting things together and meeting new people and connecting with people. And when you find a platform where, you know, you're having any of that is happening, it's my love language, I guess. I guess you could say. I had a discussion with my husband about Choosing Her Alpha, my book, and publishing, and the choice to publish, and the decision for me to publish. And I tried to reiterate with him that it is the first thing that I felt like I had done creatively, that outside of our small, you know, regular community, that I was able to communicate in a big way with large numbers of people. And is that a wrong thing to want that kind of significance in life if that's always been there? I mean, there have been different times in my life where I wanted to be an actress or an artist or whatever it is. I've always been the type of person who's a little bit too fearless and a little bit too enthusiastic and bold and ready to put themselves out there. And in fact, as strange as that seems, by doing that, I feel like I have more control over how people view me. So it's a control freak thing, right? No. But I've been spending a little bit too much time on the Twitter. And hi, Twitter friends. I'm not going to name you all. Also, I wanted to let you know I got some new audio. Did you guys hear the audio of Calyx? It's on my website. You can, my website, my blog, isawellenwritesblogspot.com, of Calyx talking about his Anya. And there is also some new audio. There's a short little clip. It's 6 minutes, the clip I have, the one that I'm hoarding. But there's a minute, and I've shared it on Facebook and Twitter. I haven't posted it to my blog yet, but I will, of Dare, from the beginning of the book, my next book, Her Broken Alpha. And oh gosh, between the two of them, these voices, man. I'm so blessed to be able to write for these gentlemen, for In My Hands Audio, and for Zane. I'm just thrilled that they want to work with me, and they continue wanting to read my stuff and put their voices to my characters. It just makes my day. So there is that. What else has been going on? I didn't get posted last Friday, I just didn't get it done. And I've been wanting to, I don't know, did you guys know, I've been reading a new story, My Mishka, from it is a short story, and I read chapter one, and I'm going to try and do something just a little bit different this time. I'm going to try to read slower. not because I feel bad, but because in general, I just read too fast. I mean, when I go back and listen to my reading, I'm going to try and listening to the guys read and do their audio work the way just, and I listened to a Gray Knight, a couple audios of his last night, that just about made my head explode. that side of the audio, the erotic audios, I'm sure I've said before, are new to me. And they're when they're coming into your, it's a voice coming into your ears speaking in you, I know, first person talking to you, it's very intimate. And it's, I gotta say, it makes me a little uncomfortable, but it is, the talent behind it is kind of amazing. I'm not going to, just because it's not, I can't say it's not my, doesn't pull my trigger, but I can say that it makes me a little uncomfortable and it's not something I'm going to continue to do regularly. But I was listening to the Gray Knight to see if he would work for Dare's voice, and there were some things there that I liked, but there are some other tones in there that are not Dare. So I don't think that's going to work out. It might. I don't know. He'd have to stay on. Yeah. I'm just picky. And you guys are picky. You know, you guys have been, I've had so many people read this book so far. I feel like I got to get it right. So there's that. But after listening to them and the craft that they put into their reading, and I love audiobooks. I've listened to a lot, usually when I'm folding laundry or cleaning the house or arting or whatever. There's a lot of Jane Austen, Jane Eyre, you know, free audiobooks that I could just get off of YouTube or something. I don't have an Audible plan at this time. Someday I will, because there are some great writers with some great audiobooks. But so I don't have a lot of experience listening to audio. That has been, it's just one person, but is dramatized. And I'm by hearing them do these really intimate scenes, I'm learning. Does that make sense? Can I say that? All right. I am going to read chapter 2 of, I'll say it wrong, Claiming His Mishka. By Meryl Pierce, my publisher lady. And I'm going to try and read it slower for you. If you want to listen to chapter 1, I believe that was last week's audio. Chapter 2. She paused at Burns' side, folding her hands before her as she waited for him to acknowledge her presence. The Russian's eyes cut her direction. A quick appraisal given before he returned his attention to the Irishman across from him. Byrne, noticing the Russian's shift focus, glanced her way. Ah, Therese, I worried you had gotten lost. Aslan bit her lip and dipped her head in silent apology, knowing better than to speak in front of another alpha. Satisfied by the subtle show of submission, he motioned for her to join them. She tucked her skirt and sat down beside him, careful to ignore the alpha across the table. "This must be your fabled Omega, then," the Russian mused. "I heard she was a beauty. The rumors are grossly understated." Burns sat up a little straighter, chest puffing with pride, as he threw an arm around Aslan's shoulders and drew her closer to his side. "She is a precious jewel in my crown, no doubt. I'm surprised she isn't fat with child. Pretty little thing. I imagine she would gift you with a strong heir." Alarmed, Aslan shot a look of disbelief at the man seated across from them, wincing when Burns' fingers tightened over her shoulder. Though the stranger's face was a mask of calm, she sensed the threat of danger in his tone. The scent of aggression was thickening in the air like a mist. It wasn't difficult to guess what he was thinking about when he made it so obvious. He was testing the waters, testing her alpha's temper. Why else would he bring up such a dangerous topic? Aslan has only just celebrated her 18th birthday, Bern rumbled. She isn't ready for the mark or the mating yet. She's growing yet to do. It wasn't a complete lie. She had just turned 18, and Bern hadn't mounted her. In fact, he'd never touched her sexually, not once in the 3 years since he'd stolen her from her home several boroughs away, force-bonded her as a teenager to make certain she wouldn't escape him. He wouldn't dare stick his cock in her either. It was a small blessing, knowing she wouldn't be subjected to that particular torture. Born mostly deaf, he saw her as flawed. She still served her purpose, but he had no interest in claiming a defective Omega as a true mate. She spent her heats locked in the wine cellar, grateful he and his men left her to endure that misery alone. Of course, most people didn't know that. Even amongst criminals, there was a certain lines you didn't cross. Bonding a child was one of those lines. It probably exclaimed why he marked her low on the hip, where no one would see. He hadn't waited for her cycle, hadn't marked her in the place biology demanded. Nonetheless, he had been effective in tethering her to him. A wise choice, the stranger agreed, breaking Aslan's reverie. Only a monster takes a woman too young and risks ruining her. The sharpness of his words that made goosebumps rise along her arms, the hair on the back of her neck rising as if the air was statically charged. Another stolen glance at the Russian found his eyes locked on Bern. The intensity of his gaze sent a chill down her spine, sensitive instincts sending up a warning flare. It was like he knew their little secret. This alpha was dangerous. And not in a cowardly, backhanded way like Bern. No, this was something more, something worse. But Bern couldn't feel it like she could. If he did, he'd have shot the man where he sat. Instead, he reached for his glass. I'll drink to that. He raised his glass to the stranger and took a drink. Both he and Aslan watching as the man gave a half-hearted lift of his own tumbler before throwing back the amber liquid it contained. Satisfied, Bern pressed a kiss to Aslan's temple. Time to turn off. Normally, Aslan obeyed the command to turn off her hearing devices. Oh, she had little interest in the day-to-day operations of his empire. Only on rare occasions did she pretend to turn off the devices while continuing to listen in on a conversation. It took a good deal of practice to keep her face neutral and not react to her environment the way she would if she were able to hear. Most of the time, it wasn't worth the effort or risk. Tonight, it seemed like it might be. There was something different about this man, and she needed to know what kind of danger he posed. She made a show of slipping her finger into each ear, manicured nails pretending to tick over the tiny, imperceptible switches. Satisfied, Bern gave her shoulder a brief squeeze before removing his arm and sitting forward. Elbows propped on his knees, he put on his game face. Big, bad alpha, ready to do business and not inclined to take any crap. The Russian didn't seem impressed. In fact, his focus was still on Aslan. Why not send her away if you do not wish her to hear? Bern made an exasperated noise. Are you here to talk about my Omega or business, Dima? Dima, as he was called, gave a shrug and sat back. Let us get to it, as they say. For the next 20 minutes, the men discussed the terms of an apparent business deal wherein the man named Dima's boss, a crime boss named Petrovsky, would provide the funds for Bern to expand his operation twofold for a cut of 25% of the profits and a say in what new associates he did business with. Bern scoffed at the terms. Aslan knew of Petrovsky. In the dark underbelly of her world, there were few who hadn't. He single-handedly ran the city of Meron, and his reach extended far beyond. Old school Bratava, he was a force to be reckoned with, and not a man you refused. Byrne would be a fool to turn down the offer. He was just trying to negotiate better terms by feigning offense. The Russian remained unflappable in the face of Byrne's arrogance, unmoved by his arguments. At one point, her alpha's temper grew short, frustrated by Dima's refusal to negotiate terms. The raising of his voice signaled coming violence. Through all of this, Aslan kept her gaze directed on her lap or at the dancers on the floor nearby. The interruption of one of Byrne's generals redirected the alpha's anger, much to Aslan's relief. The beta bent to speak in her alpha's ear, and the message he gave the burly man only made him growl. Byrne stood abruptly, justifying Aslan's looking up at him in question. He split a glance between her and the man across the table, debating. "You'll have to excuse me for a moment, Dima. I won't be long." "Of course," the Russian replied, his tone cool and even. "Take your time." Aslan could tell Byrne was considering dragging her with him. He was weighing how it would look if he did. Taking her would insinuate concern for her safety in his own club. Her alpha didn't like to seem weak. Finally, he raised his palm and gestured for her to stay. Eyes wide, Aslan nodded, understanding. Even though he wouldn't be far away, he'd never left her alone with another alpha that wasn't one of his own men. Dumbfounded, she watched him and his man walk away and leave her with a stranger. And that is chapter 2. And that is all I'm going to read. This is a short story, and it gets very good very fast. Oh, good Lord. Am I going to have to read the smexy parts? I don't know if I can do it. This is somebody else's writing. I might need to get to somebody else to come and read it for me. Oh, you guys, you don't know. You don't know. It's so hard. I can't even listen to somebody else read my writing out loud. Makes me so uncomfortable. All right, I'm going to go ahead and post this. Thank you so much for listening, for following, for sharing, for liking, for commenting, for doing all the things that you do, for supporting me, for hunting me down and finding this podcast. I hope you have a fantastic day.